Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay. We're back. All right. Betsy Woodruff. Will Hong Kong become an issue for the Democratic presidential hopefuls? Well,
already is.
Yeah,
already talking
a little bit,
about it.
Yeah.
It's the one piece of China policy where they can actually be tougher than the president, because the president doesn't give a shit about human rights, which is why he hasn't talked about the mass incarceration of Uyghur Muslims in China, and which is why he's acting like Xi is going to be able to just magically fix this problem, you know? So, yeah, it presents an opportunity for Democrats to reach out to the community of Americans who are really pissed about China without trying to compete with Trump on his specific...
Tough when you've got a trade war going, though.
Right. Nancy Pelosi has always made this a huge issue, human rights in China. I would totally expect them to really emphasize this and try and, put Trump in a corner on this.
As they should. It shows that he's weak.
Carl, would any gun control legislation survive the Republican majority on the Supreme Court? That's a great point.
Well, that is a really, really great question.
Yes, they can pass all the legislation they want, which is tough to begin with, but then...
Well, Senator Whitehouse, who you had on earlier, filed a brief in the court this week, basically telling them to stay away from the gun control issue, because the Republican nominees on the Supreme Court were carefully screened for their... strong Second Amendment positions, and Republicans have blocked other Democratic judges because of this. So I'm not sure it would survive. The famous Scalia decision is the law of the land. It would make a way to get there.
I would argue it weakens black Democratic state-run people who are looking to run for statewide seats.
What does? Wait, where are we?
I bet that pushing the Second Amendment line in the Deep South, the Second Amendment line in the Deep South, not only will turn out more Republican voter base from the white worker class and white rural class, you begin to keep black working class people and men in particular at home. Because, again, I live in Atlanta, but that's in Georgia. Georgia's a radically different place from Atlanta. And if I'm driving through South Georgia and North Florida, I have a concealed weapons license. There's not a time that I don't have a weapon on me.
Right.
I think in the gun conversation, I don't know that people recognize the extent to which the NRA is in chaos right now.
Yeah.
I've been covering conservative movement politics for years, and I have never seen people in the broader pro-gun community as pissed off and as interested in complaining to reporters about the way the NRA is operating, the way it's spending donor money, than they have been in the last 6 months. It's really crazy.
It turned out the NRA is pretty swampy.
Yes, very swampy. You strapped right now, Mike?
Yeah. Huh?
You strapped right now?
Yeah. No, I'm in California. I couldn't admit if I was.
Right.
But I got homies that are knocking. On hood, I got some homies out here. Touch up.
You got my ass, too, right?
Yeah, I got you.
I know you do. All right.
Stand behind me.
All right. Mike, what did you think of Cardi B's summit with Bernie Sanders?
Man.
I was so encouraged because
this is a country that prompt... Well, this is a country of vagrants, unwanteds, and protesters. In our inception, right? We're essentially the hood of the United Kingdom.
Right.
No, that's Australia.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Australia
Botany
would be La Ghetto. But Cardi represents a young Afro-Latina woman from poor and working class background who has now used her platform, when she could have become far more conservative, made her money and walked away. She used it to engage not only for her own self-interest, but the self-interest on behalf of her people. She's now probably in a 35 to 45% tax bracket. And she said, I don't mind paying my money. I just would like my money to go other places besides military. I'd like it to go in education. And I think that's what my grandparents wanted when they moved from the Deep South. That's what your parents want. So for me, seeing her participate in it invigorates me, because I know other young women, 18, 19, 21 years old, who may not be going to college for 4 and 6 year degrees, but maybe going to beauty school, maybe working menial jobs. It makes them active.
Okay, well, that's an interesting point then, because Bernie, who you support.
Yes.
Okay, he's for free college.
Yes.
I've raised this point before. Why should people who don't go to college be subsidizing the ones who do? Because the people who go to college are going to be making a lot more money. College is not free. Somebody's going to be paying for that.
college. I don't understand why the people who get the benefit of it shouldn't be paying for
college
it.
And trade school. And this is from a dad who has had children who went to both. My oldest son went to Omnitech Trade and learned computer engineering and things of that nature and sound engineering. My daughter did 2 years. She did the same 2 years twice on me in Savannah State. 21 grand. I love her. That's my baby.
Really sticks in your mind there, doesn't
but,
it?
Yeah, I know. But he offered college and trade school. Part of being an American is being a steward for the next generation of Americans. My grandparents worked in fields. My grandmother went to college. My grandfather toiled on a blue-collar job so that my sisters and I could then have post-secondary education. I don't mind, as an American now, investing in the greater America. If we're going to build an infrastructure, you got to have carpenters and electricians. If that's one of your children, that's fine by me.
Okay. Rick Wilson, would bringing the troops back from Afghanistan give Trump enough political capital to win in 2020? I haven't heard that raised.
No, what it's going to do is provide video of the Taliban cutting women's heads off.
Right.
And stoning women to death.
It's always
and returning
been,
yeah. to a state of medieval savagery. It's making it.
But
making,
let's boycott
making
Israel.
Afghanistan great again.
Because that's where the real Nazis are.
I would like to.
Yes?
In matters of talking about immigration, you know, there's a group of Falashe Jews out of Eastern Africa that are in Israel, too.
Right, yep.
And I would like to say in our talk about Israel, let's not forget there's a Palestinian group of people living there, and that conflict is there, and we know about it. Many of us have Jewish and Palestinian friends. As American, it's something that you're constantly balancing. But let's not forget that there's what they call Beta Israel, or the Eastern African Jews that are there, and they also are not treated the best by government. And we should be in our relation and our growth of our relationship within Israel be encouraging, because there was 7-9 years ago, women were being given in vitro and not given the full spectrum of the dangers and things that are going on. So let's make sure that in our talks with Israel that we don't leave out that there's a bigger...
Yes.
Because it's government. It's
right.
not
there
about religion.
There was a big exodus from Ethiopia some years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
And were they connected in some way? The Rastas...
The Rastafarians
aren't they from because they worship Haile Selassie.
Yeah, but that's Christianity. Like, the oldest Christian Bible is in Ethiopia. But... prior to European Jews.
But why do the Rastas worship this Ethiopian emperor?
Why do white people worship a Caesar who looks like a beach bum? I don't know. But people need something to worship that doesn't look like them.
Worship?
But what I do know is, what we know is Abrahamic religion started in that Eastern Horn in Africa, so it affects people differently. But let's just not forget that there's an old, thousands-of-year-old group of Jewish people called Falashes that are in Israel, too, and they need to be treated with love, dignity, and respect.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you coming. We'll see you next time.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.